عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا ومطاعنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى وربطنا على قلوبهم إذ قاموا فقالوا ربنا رب السماوات والأرض لن ندعو من دونه إلها لقد قلنا إذا شططا. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إنما أنا رحمة مهداة، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. رب يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير، وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. الحمد لله. Respected علماء كرام، beloved brothers, Allah has blessed us with so many bounties. And the greatest of Allah's favors is this gift of Iman. Allah has gifted us with this honor of being Muslim. And Allah has ordered us to preserve our Iman and protect our Iman. Anything a person uses, he wears his clothes, it becomes old, becomes withered. Even if he makes sure he went to areas that are clean, by the end of the day, there's stains, it's getting worn out. By usage, it becomes old, it becomes dirty. So what has to happen? He has to clean it. To clean that clothing also, an effort has to be made. Allah has blessed us with Iman, and Allah has ordered us throughout the Quran, oft and repeated, Allah has ordered us to preserve and protect this Iman Allah has given us. Iman can be snatched away at any time. Allah speaks about this in Quran repeatedly. Allah speaks about nations. The nation called Ad, Hud alayhi salam came to them. What did Hud alayhi salam do? He invited them to Allah. He called them to the greatness of Allah. Wa ila adin akhahum huda. Allah even tells us what he told them. He called them to taqwa. He called them to the consciousness of Allah. He called them to mend their ways. When they rejected him, they insulted the Nabi of Allah. They refuted. The punishment of Allah came. They were destroyed with Allah's punishment. The strong winds came and eradicated them. But they were powerful nations. Quran describes them to be so powerful. They had such glory and strength. They would actually, in boast and jest, say, "Man ashaddu minna quwwa?" Who can challenge us? Who is stronger than us? Arrogantly they would make these claims. Allah says, don't they know the Allah who made them? Have they forgotten him? Huwa ashaddu minhum quwwa. Allah has all the strength. Allah has all the power. All power and strength comes from Allah. The ajeeb part here is when they were destroyed, just the believers were spared. Allah protected them. Those who protected the Iman. Then years later, historically mentioned, approximately 100 years later, the remainder of the believers of Ad, there's another nation known as Ad Thani, the second Ad. And this nation, Allah sent Salih alayhi salam to them. Different miracles were shown to them, among them the beautiful camel Allah blessed them with, that came out from the rock. A camel coming out from the rock to show the people that the messenger of Allah is true, to give the message about Allah. Allah destroyed them. But when the Nabi of Allah warned them, among the warnings was, don't you remember what happened to Ad? They said, yeah, we remember. But they weren't wise as us. We have manufactured and structured our palaces inside the mountains. If there's any danger, there's strong winds, we got a scapegoat. We go inside the mountains, we got protection there. Allah sent the angel with one screech, one cry of the angel of Allah, one scream. They were eradicated and exterminated. What happened here was, historically, this nation were the offspring of the believers of the previous nation. What we learn from there? Let's not take the gift of Iman for granted. There's no guarantee that we're going to die with Iman. There's no guarantee that our children are going to remain on deen. For this to happen, we have to make an effort and we have to beg Allah to keep us on deen. In trying times like we see today, one of the biggest challenges is this attack of bay yaqini and bay imani, that diseases come from here and sicknesses come from there. What we have to remember, all conditions come from one Allah alone. Allah says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhan nas, O humanity, duriba mathalun, an example is being presented and expounded. Fastami'u lahu. This is the end of Surah Hajj. Allah says, listen to it attentively, Allah says. Fastami'u lahu. Fasma'u means listen. Fastami'u, hearken with such attention that your every limb becomes ears, Allah says. Then Allah says, Inna alladhina tad'una min dunillah. All those who you turn to besides Allah. All those who you feel it's happening from them and they are causing it. Allah says, لَيْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا. All the makhluqat together. وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ. Even if they join forces, pool their efforts, they cannot even create one fly. Leave creating the fly. Allah says, all humanity put together and all the creation of Allah, even if they pool their efforts, cannot take back from the fly what the fly took from them. ضَعُفَ الطَّالِبُ وَالْمَطْلُوبُ. Allah says they are weak. And all those whose gazes are on them are as weak. Any makhluq cannot do anything without the permission of Allah. We were reading the verse earlier. Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ. All those who you turn to besides Allah, they do not even have lay. Allah says, they do not even possess مَا يَمْلِكُونَ مِنْ قِتْمِيرِ. Not even قِتْمِيرِ. What is قِتْمِيرِ? Look at a date pit. After eating the date, around the seed, there's a basic, very, very faint cloth. Scrape it out, you would see it. That is قِتْمِيرِ. Allah says, all makhluqat don't even possess قِتْمِيرِ. Then Allah says, إِن تَدْعُوهُمْ. If you turn to makhluq, makhluq can't even hear you without the permission of Allah. And even if they hear you with Allah's permission, they can never help you. وَلُوْ سَمِعُوا مَسْتَجَابُوا لَكُمْ. So all the creation of Allah cannot do. One Allah is doing. So this iman Allah has given, we have to protect it. That every condition comes from Allah. In Surah Al-Kahf, where this is the chapter regarding which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in trying times, when we recite this chapter, in any time of fitan, Allah will protect us. Every one of us would have read this. But what is meant here is, what is the lesson inside here? These lessons that Allah teaches us, what will protect us in trying times. The first message in this chapter is Al-Kahf. Kahf is a big cave in Arabic. Ghar is a small cave. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to leave Makkah Mukarramah. But interesting, why he left Makkah Mukarramah? Because deen and the effort of deen was being stopped in Makkah. Islam and deen was being hindered there. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells the Sahaba, leave Makkah, go to Madinah Munawwara. Sadly, when the Meccans were ungrateful to this gift of Allah, having Rasulullah amongst them sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this caused them being deprived of his company. Allah blessed the people of Madinah Munawwara to welcome Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the way they welcomed him, Allah's Nabi left Makkah, went in that cave. But what's one lesson of this hijrah? Is one's land can be left, one's home can be left, but iman and dawat can never be forsaken. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves Makkah. Sahaba radiallahu anhum leave Makkah. What happened to these youngsters in the Kahf? Kahf is a big cave. Ghar is a small cave. Sahaba radiallahu, these youngsters, the king at that time were enforcing on the people that you have to leave this faith you're talking about. These youngsters got together and they made mashura. Allah describes their discussion. وَإِذِ اَعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Allah is telling us in the Quran, these youngsters got together and their fikr was, no matter what we have, the homes we have, everything we have, but we can't forsake our iman. So they came out with the decision, let's leave our towns. Because tomorrow, when we're going to be called again, we're going to be forced to leave our deen. They made this discussion. Quran actually describes their mashura. They left their homes and they go into this cave. What is the lesson there? Iman comes first, even if one has to stay in a cave. Iman cannot be forsaken. In any trying times, and in all times, this is the first lesson of this chapter wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this will protect us from any trial or any tribulation or any challenge. Lesson number one, Iman is priority. Allah even describes how Allah helped them. They went inside this cave and now they worried. What was their worry? What's going to happen to our families? And in this worry of theirs, Allah gave them sleep. فَضَرَبْنَا عَلَىٰ آذَانِهِمْ Allah says, we gave them such deep sleep. فِالْكَهْفْ سِنِينَ عَدَدَ Quran describes their sleep. 300 years plus 9. Actually, Quran, scholars say, Quran is incorporating all the calendars because everything belongs to Allah. Yes, the lunar calendar is more meritorious because it was used by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But here Quran is saying 300 years plus 9. Gregorian calendar, 300 years. Lunar calendar, 309 years. Quran is so perfect that every aspect of the Quran is perfect. It has no mistake in it. So Quran says they went to sleep and 309 years later when they are awakened, they're making fikr and they're discussing, let's put some money together and get some food. So they appointed one of them, go into the town and make sure you find halal food. But what's our lesson here? Is how they left their homes and Allah gave them sleep. Allah took care of them because they had to protect their iman. So in any time, wherever we live in whichever times we live in, our iman comes first. The second incident in this chapter, amongst many others, Allah speaks about two friends and Allah blessed them. So the one brother or one friend visits the other and he visits him in his entire empire that Allah blessed him with. Allah blessed the one of the friends with an entire empire, huge wealth, farms. So his brother visits him and says to him that, you know, Allah gave you all of this. He says, what do you mean Allah gave me this? All of this is my know-how, my efforts. So both of them are walking and the one is showing the other, see all of this, what I have, my earning, what you did with your money, you wasted it. You're talking about the akhirah. It's baseless. So the one friend tells the other, أَكَفَرْتَ بِالَّذِي خَلَقَكَ مِن تُرَابٍ Are you denying the Allah who made you from dust? ثُمَّ مِن نُطْفَ Then Allah made you from a droplet. ثُمَّ سَوَّاكَ رَجُلًا Allah fashioned you in the form you have. Allah gave you all of this and you're denying that? He's telling his friend. His friend is saying, you're telling me about Allah still. Don't you see all of this? This will never come to an end. This is success. Towards the end of the incident, Allah Ta'ala destroyed his entire farm. Quran actually describes the farm Allah blessed him with. جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنَ Allah gave him two huge gardens separated by a rivulet with date palm trees, with vegetation. Whatever bounties Allah gave us, all comes from Allah. So the lesson in this incident is we have to realize every breath we take, every scent we have, everything we have comes from Allah. This is what we have to realize. And the only way we're going to realize this is we're going to make effort. This is what this incident is teaching us in this chapter. At the third incident in this chapter, Allah speaks about Musa alayhi salam, how Musa alayhi salam undertook that lengthy journey to learn how we have to even travel far, but to learn more about our deen, because our deen is priority. Our deen comes first. Our deen is our objective. And then Allah speaks about Dhulqarnain. What did Dhulqarnain do? Allah gave him all that authority, but we learn that whatever position we have comes from Allah. Use that position, that status, that know-how, use it for the deen of Allah, for the upliftment of Allah's deen. And this is what Sahaba radiallahu anhum did. Every Sahabi radiallahu anhum did this. So in Surah Al-Kahf, Allah is teaching us about these incidents to tell us that these a'mal are going to protect us. So iman has to be protected. For clothes to be cleaned, we have to make an effort. For it to get dirty, it just becomes dirty just by usage. So in the same way, respected elders, every one of us are going to leave this world. When we're going to leave this world, Allah has already decreed. In Surah 63 of the Quran, Surah 63, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived 63 years. In Surah 63, Allah speaks about death coming upon a person. And then he begs Allah, oh Allah, allow me to come back to the world. فَأَصَّدَّقَ Then I'll give for your deen. Then I'll sacrifice. Wa akum min as-salihin. Then I'll be amongst the righteous and I'll strive for your deen. Allah says, وَلَيْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا. Allah will never postpone one's life, even to a small extent. إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا. When his time comes, he has to leave exactly at that time. وَاللَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah is fully aware of your every action. The ajeeb part here is, this is the last verse of Surah 63. Allah is telling us, even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his lifespan was also decreed. Every one of our lifespan are decreed. Whatever virus, whatever condition, yes, deen allows us caution. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught caution. But that's also the test. What's the test? That are we seeing it happening from the creation or is it happening from Allah? That is the test every one of us are put through. Every day. And that is the test of Iman. Where is it happening from? Is this causing my death or is death from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Every angel, Jibreel alayhi salam is mentioned in the Quran. Mikael alayhi salam is mentioned by name in the Quran. Israfil alayhi salam is mentioned in the Quran. And in the ahadith. But there's one angel, Malakul Maut. His name is not mentioned in the Quran or in ahadith. In historical reports, some mention his name as Israel. Others mention his name as Ismail. Ismail also means servant of Allah. The actual name of Malakul Maut is not known. Everything in regards to death is not known to us. Only Allah knows when we will die. But we have to prepare. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, Man ahzamun nas? O Nabi of Allah, who's the most intelligent of man? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Aktharuhum dhikran lil maut. He who remembers death profusely. And he who prepares for death, he's the wisest of men. So yes, every one of us are going to die. We don't know when, but we have to prepare for it. And we have to invest in Akhirah. The wisest of people are those who remember death and prepare for Akhirah. And they send forth for Akhirah. They invest in Akhirah. Akhirah is yaqini, is the objective of our life. Allah challenges us. Allah says in the Quran, O my banda, if you feel you're not going to stand before me one day, فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ. Why then, when you're standing in front of the dead man, and he's kicking his feet, and his soul is departing from his body, and you feel you have nobody to answer to, تَرْجِعُونَهَا إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Why can't you put his soul back into his body? We can't, beloved brothers, respected elders. Death is decreed by Allah. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this hijrah from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara. Sahaba radiallahu anhu made hijrah. Sahaba radiallahu anhu's hijrah started in Muharram and Safar. Towards the end of Safar, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the 27th of Safar left his home and went to pick up Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And they left with Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and they went into the cave. 3 days were in the cave. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left to Medina Munawwara. Sahaba radiallahu anhu made great sacrifice. Why? For Iman. For deen, every one of us have to make this sacrifice. That's why, beloved brothers, deen is priority. Deen is our goal. Deen is our objective. Everything else is secondary. Our life is secondary. Our work is secondary. Our businesses are secondary. These are just necessities of life. But Allah's deen is our objective of our life. A person has his children and he has his farm. He has his property. Now every day he goes to milk that cow. And Allah blesses him, he gets milk from there. One day that son got sick and he says that I'm going to sacrifice and slaughter 3 sheep or 3 cows or 10 or 20 or 100. Oh Allah, you cure my son. We understand. We won't say that this man is a maniac. But one day what happened was that cow that was giving him milk got sick. And what he said now, I'm going to slaughter this son. What we'll say, this man is really insane. Because your objective you cannot put down. Your objective, everything else has to be sacrificed for that. Deen is our objective. Deen is what Allah made us for. Beloved brothers, respected elders. This is why we have the work of the masjid. This is why it's our duty as the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to serve the masjid, to fill the masjid and invite to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dawat is the work of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why Allah says this ummah is the best? Kuntum khayra ummah, you're the best of all umam. Why is this ummah the best? The previous umam made ibadat also. But why this ummah is better? There's something else. They have the work of every Nabi of Allah. In previous times, during the year 478 Hijri, Ibn Kathir rahimahullah mentions that there was a pandemic, a severe widespread pandemic. And everyone tried everything. The ruler at that time, the Khalifa, was Al-Muqtadir bi Amrillah. This Khalifa, he was so worried. He made so much of dua, so much of charity. And so many doctors were sent, so many solutions were looked at. Up till the time when he said that jamaats have to move in the path of Allah and dawat has to take place. When that movement for Allah's deen started, immediately that pandemic was eradicated. Sin was left, guna was left, they would go to different areas, stop people from sin, and go and invite people to Allah and move for Allah's deen. This is in Bidayah wa Nihaya, under the year, under the discussion of the year 478. Beloved brothers, every one of us need to do this. To protect our iman, we also have to move. We have to strive. We have to sacrifice. And we have to invite to Allah. We have to talk about Allah. We have to talk about the greatness of Allah. This is our duty as Muslims. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي برحمتك يا رب العالمين.